things in my hands. Well, I got two pieces of wood and then bones in the other hand. And they are not connected. They're not spoons. And, you're just playing with bones. The flick of the wrist. So, if you ever, there's a good guy that sells them in out of Michigan. And if you go to playthembones.com, you can get yourself a pair. Very fun instrument. Changed my whole outlook about how I play every other instrument I ever played. So,
well, keep those bones in your hands, Dom, because we're going to do another one that features those. This is called Snowden's Jig, and if you heard of Hee Haw, then you've definitely heard of the tune Dixie. You know, so this tune, also known as the Anthem of the South, and it was written by Dan Emmett. Now, the connection to this tune with this tune that we're going to play here, we were at a concert up in York, Pennsylvania, and we were just playing, and a couple of friends came, and Bob Winans and Greg Adams, and they said, "We got a tune for you now." And so they played it for us, and it was a really awesome tune. And the manuscript that they got it from was written by Dan Emmett. Now, this is an old manuscript, and it hasn't been published yet. And so we had got a crack at learning this tune. And the tune was called The Genuine Negro Jig. That's what it was called. And so that denotes from back then that it came from a black source. So Dan Emmett learned this from a black source. Now, we didn't know who that was until we played this very tune at another gig in Ohio. And two folks called Howard and Judith Sachs, who wrote a book called Way Up North in Dixie about not only Dan Emmett, but Dan Emmett and a black string band family called the Snowdens, who lived about a few miles down the road from Dan Emmett. And they say that not only did the Snowdens teach Dan Emmett Dixie, well, they say that there's evidence that says that. There's a gravestone, and two of the elder members of this family, the gravestone says, the men who taught Dan Emmett Dixie. That's what the gravestone says. And in the black community in Ohio, in that portion of Ohio, it's well known that the Snowden family had something to do with the writing of Dixie. Now, as you might can imagine, that kind of changes the idea of that song. But we're not going to get into that question. You can read the book if you want to know more, Way Up North of Dixie by the Sachs, S-A-C-H-S. But we're going to do this tune because they told us that they know for sure that this is a tune that he got from the Snowdens. So we now call this Snowden's Jig.